going to speak about this coming week's Sedra, Seder Vayetze. We know that each of the Avos represented a different quality. Avraham Avinu was most intensely connected to Chesed, Yitzchak Avinu with Avoda, Gevura, and Yaakov Avinu was the pillar of Torah, Emes. It's interesting, if Yaakov Avinu was the pillar of Torah, in this week's Sedra where we are introduced and dealing with the life of Yaakov Avinu, the fact that he sat and learned Torah for 14 years in the yeshiva of Aver is hinted to between the Vayetze and Vayelech, right? That he left and he went. We know that if he went, he had to leave. So why did it separate them? To tell me that he hid himself away before he went to Lavan for 14 years and learned without even going to sleep, meaning going to bed, right, and interrupting his learning, but he slept on his Gemara and then continued when he woke up. 14 years. That's hinted to. And the majority of the Sedra tells me about Yaakov Avinu's setting up a household, wives and children, and his business dealings with Lavan. Isn't that strange? That the majority talks about his business dealings and his family dealings, and that here's Yaakov Avinu, the foundation and pillar of Torah, and his Torah is only hinted to in two different words, between two words. In order to understand this, I want to explain a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says the following. Lo kavram shekoro har. The Beis HaMikdash is not, as Avraham Avinu called it, a mountain. The lo ki Yitzchak shekoro sade. And not like Yitzchak who called it a field. Ela ki Yaakov shekoro bayis. But rather like Yaakov who called it a home. Bias. What's the Gemara referring to? Let's see first the simple meaning and then we'll see what the deeper idea is. Avraham Avinu went to sacrifice Yitzchak on Har HaMoriah, which is the site of the future Beis HaMikdash. And he referred to it, he called it Har Hashem Yeroeh. This is the mountain where God will be seen and where the Jewish people will come and see God. So he referred to the place of the Mikdash, the future place of the Mikdash, or the place of the future Mikdash, to be a har, a mountain. We don't call it Har HaMikdash. Yitzchak Avinu went on that same place, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. Yitzchak went to converse. And Chazal say his conversing was with God, and that is a euphemism for tefillah. He went to daven in a field. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh. This sadeh, this place of prayer, was the future, the place of the future Mikdash. And Yitzchak referred to it as a field. We don't refer to it as Sdei HaMikdash, as the field of the Mikdash. Yet rather, Yaakov Avinu, in this week's Sedra, Yaakov Avinu says, Manora hamakom hazeh, how awesome this place is. Ein zeh ki in beis Elokim. This is none other than the house of God. And that's how we refer to it, beis HaMikdash. He slept in the place where the future Mikdash would be, and he referred to it as beis Elokim, the house of God. And therefore we refer to it also as the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Gemara. Now let me tell you what I think it means. The Rambam, in his opening to the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, he says that there's a mitzvah to build Bayis Lashem, to build a house for God, or a house to God, that there the Jewish people will ascend three times a year to see and be seen. Aliyah L'Regel, right? The three pilgrimages, Shalosh Regalim. And V'sham Makrivim HaKarbanos. And there we make the sacrifices. From the Rambam it seems like there are three functions to to the temple. The first is a place for the Jewish people to ascend three times a year, to be seen by God and to see, come face to face with God's presence. Three Shalosh Regalim. A place for making sacrifices, and a place that will be God's home, which we'll discuss in a second what that means. Avraham Avinu saw the first function of the Mikdash, a place to ascend, a mountain. You go up on the mountain, Aliyah, you make an ascension. Purpose of making that ascension is to leave to a certain degree for a time this physical world, divorce yourself from the physical world, give up your dependence on the physical, and strive towards the spiritual. This is the place where people come to be scrutinized by God. You ascend the mountain to be scrutinized by God and to come face to face with God's presence. And this is the place where Avraham Avinu was willing to give up everything he had in this physical material world by sacrificing his son. And three times a year we come and we have to make an ola, burnt offering, which is symbolic of divesting yourself of all physical things and giving them totally over to God. Now that fits very nicely with Avraham Avinu's midah of chesed. What's chesed? Chesed is being a giver. Giving away your material, physical possessions, either with your body, doing chesed, using your body in the service of someone else, or with your material possessions. Tzedakah. The Maral says that a person who's a Baal Chesed is more of a spiritual person than a physical person, because he divests himself of his physicality and materialism for the sake of others. He gives it away. He's not a taker. So that's exactly what rising and climbing this mountain and separating yourself from your dependency on the physical world and giving it over to God is what Avraham Avinu did on that mountain, gave his entire existence, physical, material, future existence over to God by being willing to sacrifice his son. And in place, sacrificing the ram as an ola, total burnt offering. Now Chazal say that the ladder that Yaakov Avinu saw, sulam, hints to three things. The word sulam, Samech Vav Lamed Mem, in numerical value in Gematria is 136. There are three words that also the numerical value is 136. The first one is Mammon, money, is 136. The second is Kol, voice, is 136. And the third is tzom, fasting, is also 136. These three words, mammon, kol, and tzom, correspond to what we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, uteshuva, utefila, utzedaka, mavirin esroa hagzera. Tshuva corresponds to tzom, tefila to kol, and tzedaka to mammon. And they are the ladders with which you connect heaven and earth. Yes?
Where did 136 come from here?
That's the numerical value of the word sulam, ladder, the ladder that Yaakov Avinu saw. Now these three things, 3 times 136 is 408, which is the same numerical value as the word zos. Is 408 zos. It says bezos yovo aron el hakodesh, with zos, meaning 3 times 136, 408, Aaron HaKohen goes into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur to bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In 1 second we'll discuss this piecemeal, but just want to give you the overview and then we'll go back. So the ladder that Yaakov Avinu had hinted first to money, tzedakah. And this is the first stage in approaching God and bringing His presence into this world. You first have to make yourself a vessel to receive God's presence by being a spiritual and not a materialistic physical person. How do you do that? By being a giver. By emulating God's giving. Chesed. Person who's a Baal Chesed is more spiritual. So you first make yourself spiritual. And that's why Avram Avinu, his davening was Shachris, the morning prayer. The Maral says in the morning, a person is the most physical he's going to ever be. When you get up in the morning, you're like a dead rock, hard to get up out of bed. And you have to transform yourself by getting up and davening into a more spiritual being. You transform your physical being into a spiritual being. And therefore the kind of prayer that Avram did is referred to as amida, as standing. You stand up and set yourself, determine your character. You qualify yourself as a stander, meaning a person is more spiritual, who's looking towards the spiritual. That's why a person stands on two legs, unlike the animal, looks to the ground, we look to the heavens. So Avram stood up from his most physical situation of sleep and became a spiritual being, and that's the beginning, the first stage, the first ladder of connecting heaven and earth. Okay, it'll become more clear as we see the other stages. Okay, so that is Avram Avinu, his approach, his perspective on the Beis HaMikdash. The place to ascend, become more spiritual, divest yourself of your dependence on the physical material world, and offer it in giving towards God, which is very closely related to the concept of Chesed. Okay, next. Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu had his perspective of the Mikdash as Sodeh. Once you set yourself up as your essence is to give, not to take, to be more spiritual than physical, now you need to acquire the wherewithal to be able to function and become a person who uses the physical world in a spiritual manner. That is the Sodeh, the field. The Beis HaMikdash as a place of prayer and sacrifice where you use the vessels, the wherewithal of this physical world to serve God and take the physical and make it into spiritual. Here's the place where through prayer and through sacrifices you plant the seeds, like you plant in a field, to reap the spiritual benefits. So your prayers and your sacrifices are to bring the powers from heaven, the influence from heaven, that you'll be able to give. You'll have what to give. You'll have what to use to serve God. And that is sicha. It's a conversation. Right? You awaken and arouse those spiritual powers through speaking to God and beseeching Him to send His plenty and His influence into the world. And also sicha is connected to siach, which is a bush. You plant the seeds to be able to receive those powers, those things that you need to be able to utilize them in service of God. So this is the once you set your essence as a giver, as a spiritual being, now you need the wherewithal to use that essence in service of God. So the second stage is what Yitzchak perceived of the Beis HaMikdash, the place of sacrifice, the place of prayer, the place to plant the seeds, to be able to get the influence and the wherewithal to be able to give to God what He gives you in this physical world. Give back to Him. This is the ladder, the perspective of the ladder that equals call, voice. Calling out to God. Using your spiritual essence. Once you have that spiritual essence, then express it. Express your spiritual essence by davening. So, what's it called? The call is expressing your spiritual essence and beseeching God to provide that spiritual essence with the kalim, with the utensils and the wherewithal to be able to serve Him. That's the second stage. That's the second aspect of the Beis HaMikdash, the place where sacrifices are brought. And the sacrifices were the things that aroused the various powers, spiritual powers in the world that brought us the results that we needed to serve God. Those, however, are only the preparation. What's the ultimate? What's the goal? Yaakov called the Beis HaMikdash Bayis, a home. Bayis Lashem. What does that mean? That means that God's presence then devolves into this world and permeates everything. Once you set yourself up as a spiritual being and you beseech God for the means to be able to use your spiritual being in service of Him, God then comes down and sets up His abode in this world and permeates everything with godliness. That's what's called the Bayis Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where God's presence devolves into this world, and the way it devolves into this world is the Torah. The Torah gives meaning to every physical thing in how to connect to God. And it's only complete when there is husband and wife together. Ish v'isha shechina shruya b'neihem. Because each one contributes their unique portion to make that full portion of potential. And that is the purpose of the Mikdash. The purpose of the Mikdash is to bring God's presence into this world where every physical material thing should be permeated with holiness, right, through Torah and through Kedusha. The Torah is what enables that. And that's what it means. B'chol drachecho do'ehu. All through all your ways, know God and connect yourself into God. Do'ehu means to connect yourself into God. You do that by knowing God, knowing how to use the world properly. That's Torah. By learning Torah, you're able to connect in to godliness and everything. That's why the word sulam, without the vav, has the same gematria as Sinai. Because the ladder, aside from being the place of the Mikdash, also hinged to the giving of the Torah. When God descended onto Mount Sinai, and the continuation of that descending onto Mount Sinai was into the Mikdash. That's where the continuation was. And that's why the word sulam also means tzom. Tzom means to fast, but it really means something much more than that. The word tzom comes from the word litzamtzem, to contain yourself. God, kibiyachol, contains Himself in this physical world. When you contain yourself within your physical world and make yourself spiritual. And that is the concept of a fast. Concept of a fast is to minimize your attachment and dependence on the physical and become more spiritual and contain yourself within the spiritual realm of this world where every physical thing becomes a kli for Avodas Hashem, and the spiritual can contain itself within a physical world, and then God contains himself in a physical world. That's Tzimtzum. That's God's containment of himself to be Yochel in the physical world. That happens when a person can contain himself in a physical world in a spiritual manner, and that's Teshuva. Teshuva means you return to God, means you become one with him. So God's presence in this world is represented by tshuva and by tzom. And by learning Torah, you accomplish both things. You attach yourself to God because Torah is God's will. So you attach yourself to God and you learn how to take that attachment and apply it to every physical thing. Because the Torah teaches us how to use every physical thing properly. And how to conduct every physical aspect of our life in a Torah way, which means in a godly way. Now with this, we can understand something else, and eventually we're going to answer the question we started with. The Gemara says in one place, in Sanhedrin, that the first thing a person is judged upon in the next world is Talmud Torah, is his learning Torah. Yet in another place, in the Gemara in Shabbos, it says that when a person comes before the heavenly court, he's asked six questions. The first one, Nasasa v'nasata b'emuna. Did you deal in business matters with faith? Faithfully, honestly. Second question is, Kavata itim l'Torah. Did you set aside time for learning Torah? So Tosas asks, this is a contradiction here. Because the Gemara says the first thing you're judged on is Torah. So why don't they ask the question about Torah first? Why do they first ask you about your business dealings? So Tosas says, and he doesn't explain what he means. We're going to explain it in a second. He says, it's true, the first thing they judge you on is Torah. But the first question they ask you is about your business dealings. So they ask you about your business dealings, then they ask you about Torah, and then they judge you on the Torah first. But it doesn't make any sense. If they're going to judge you on the Torah first, so ask about Torah. First things first. Why ask about business, then ask about Torah, and then judge you on the Torah first? What's the purpose of the opposite order of the questions? Based on what we said, that is very, very, very clear. And that is, in order to be able to get to the level of Torah, which is Yaakov Avinu, you first have to have nasasa v'nasata be'emuna, which means the following. Nose v'nosein, masa umatan, business dealings, physical, material dealings in this world are referred to as masa umatan, carrying and giving. Nasasa means, did you acquire your kalim in this world in the proper, honest way? Everything that a person acquires in this world, his material possessions, his physical possessions, money, all are kalim for Avodas Hashem. It's interesting that nisuim is also called nisuim, nasasa, because a person acquires his ability to serve God, his full potential, by getting married. Because you acquire another half of your full potential. So nasasa, did you acquire your wherewithal to serve God in an honest way? And nasata, and did you acquire it for the sake of giving? Those are the two things that are the preface, the Avram and the Yitzchak, the two ladders of tzedakah and chesed, the giving and the acquiring, which is the tefillah, where you daven to acquire the wherewithal to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before you can have Torah and make your entire life connected to God through the Torah, and that's what Torah is all about. Torah is not just learning Torah. It says whoever says I only have Torah doesn't even have Torah. Torah is not just the theory. It's taking that theory and putting it into every aspect of life, making a house for God where God's presence devolves into this world. That's what Torah is all about. That's what Yaakov Avinu, that's how he saw the Beis HaMikdash. But in order to do that, You need first the nasata, the giving, the chesed, the tzedakah, the mama, and you need the also the what's it called, the nasasa. You need to pray, bring karbanos, so you'll be able to have that wherewithal. Then, once you have it, put it into practice. That's Torah. So therefore, before we can really ascertain if a person really learned Torah or not, we have to know how he dealt with the other two areas. Because otherwise his Torah may not be Torah at all. Like we said, a person says, I only have Torah. It's only learning, it's only theory. But doesn't actually put itself into practice of connecting into God's being, God's presence in this world in every aspect, then it's not Torah. So before we can know kavata itim la Torah, were you koveya, did you set your time in this world to Torah, where the Torah permeated everything that you did in this world, before we can ascertain that, we have to know how you dealt in business and also your marriage, what's it called, your dealings with other people, social, which the ultimate is what's it called, is marriage, but it applies also to other social dealings. So nasasa, the nasata be'emuna precedes kovata itim la Torah. Because the only way we can really know if you're koveya itim la Torah is to know first, did you do it in the perspective, in the light, in the context of the first two things, the first two ladders. So therefore, first we have to ask you about the other two before we can really know if kovata itim la Torah. And therefore, if the Torah wants to tell us about the learning Torah of Yaakov and how significant it was, the actual learning itself, it can tell me in a hint. But in order to know how significant that learning was, not just the time he spent, but did it come to its fruition in making him connected to God in every single thing, we have to see how he dealt in business, how he put godliness into his material things, and how he raised his family. Did he put God into his home? Otherwise, God's home doesn't exist in this world. It exists in your little home. That's where God's presence devolves. So that's why it says the ladder, Sulam Mutzav Arza. Mutzav means that it's going down. In other words, it started in the heavens and came down here. Normally, you think the ladder started on the ground, then you have these extension ladders, then went up. No, but the main thing is not that the ladder should be on the ground, go up. The main thing is that the ladder should come from the heavens down here, that God should come down on that ladder. Vine Hashem Nitzav Alav, not a ladder, on Yaakov. God came down the ladder. But in order for God to come down the ladder, you need to have the Malachim going up the ladder in two ways. One, to divest yourself of your dependence on the physical world. Right, and to send those angels up to bring down the wherewithal to be able to serve God. But once you have the angels going up to make yourself, rise yourself spiritually and set your spiritual essence, and the tefillahs go up to help bring down the wherewithal, then the latter is a function to bring God's presence down into this world. So the main thing is your thing. Now the angels come down to escort God's presence down into this world. So first they go up, because you need the preface first of getting separated from the physical world and having the tefillahs go and awaken all of the spiritual bounty to come into this world. But then the angels come back down with that spiritual bounty and with God's presence, where God now comes into the world. That's Torah. That's what it's all about. So that is the reason why the Torah spends so much time telling us about how Yaakov Avinu applied the Torah into his physical life and social life, family life, because that's what Torah is all about. That is Torah. The learning of Torah is only there to be able to accomplish bringing God into this world. So that he learned Torah, that's enough a hint. How he actually applied it, right, and reached its goal, that the Torah spends a lot of time speaking about.